A day will come when you can no longer walk. You will still have to eat. You will still need shelter. But once you have stopped work, you still need to meet the demands of what an income would help you meet. That is the idea behind a pension. It is supposed to replace, up to a certain point, the income that you would lose once you finish work. In some arrangements, an individual can have as much as 100% replacement of his income following retirement. That means if he ended at $1,000 per month, pension is $1,000 per month. It all depends on the arrangement. Income is necessary. A pension seeks to replace your income that you would have lost up to a certain point. In St. Vincent, when you reach about 50, 52, 53, and you're reporting the official retirement age, I think the people in the ministry call you in and start giving you advice and preparing you for that day. It is advice that the first day you earn your first dollar should be the day you begin making preparation for the day you can no longer earn that dollar. The rule is, from day one, you start making provision for the last day. So when that last day comes, you are in a position to have an income. It is not a privilege granted to you by any government. Pension is a right. And when I say pension, I'm simply talking about replacement income.